Now, this month, Czechs celebrate 20 years since the Velvet Revolution that overthrew the communist regime in the country. The fall of communism changed practically all aspects of life, including healthcare. In this week's Talking Point, Jan Richter reports on some of the changes Czech healthcare has gone through in the past two decades.
The opening score for the 1970s TV series Hospital in the Suburbs is instantly recognizable for most Czechs. Communist Czechoslovakia's version of Chicago Hope pictured communist healthcare as modern and efficient. But the reality was different. The country lagged behind the developed world in technology and materials, and most people were left with crowded waiting rooms and rude doctors who would not take offense at the occasional bribe. Nurses going about their business at Prague's Motol Hospital, one of the largest medical facilities in Europe. It was built at about the same time when the hospital show was made, with nearly 4,000 beds. While communist officials boasted of the great results of Czechoslovak healthcare, for instance very low infant fatality rates, Czechs and Slovaks topped the international ladder in other areas, including cancer. The head of Motol's gyno-oncology ward, Professor Luboš Hrob, says that Czechs now receive the same treatment as patients in Western Europe and other developed countries.
I think that, for example, in this surgery, the situation in the Czech Republic now is the same as in other European countries. Yes, in these Western European countries, because a lot of departments have very good equipment, laparoscopic equipment. I think that now in this field we have the same situation as in the Western countries.
Professor Rob, who graduated in the 1970s, explains that the improvement since that time has been remarkable.
When we start the chemo, and especially in the ovarian cancer, when we start, if we have 100 new patients, 80 patients died. Now, I think that it's good improvement, because now, if we have the 100 cases, 60 patients died. It's 20%. I think that during the 20 years, it's relatively good result.
Outside Motol Hospital, I ask some of the patients about how they feel about the quality of healthcare today.
Já dostávám dobrou teďko léčebnu. Já chodím na onkologii.
I'm getting good health care now. I'm a cancer patient and I'm taken good care of. It's much better here. It's more orderly.
Perfektní. Snad je tady lepší pořádek.
No, tak ty jsou veliký, protože...
The changes have been great. My wife happens to be a patient here. She was operated on some 2 months ago. The care has been great.
Je to 2 měsíce byla na operaci a bezvadný.
No tak já jsem spokojená se zdravotní péčí. Ono podle toho, co člověk potřebuje.
I'm quite happy with health care. It depends a lot on what you need, though, but I think I'm happy.
Potřebuje také. No, ale já jsem spokojená.
Top quality healthcare was also available under the communist regime, though not for all. Just next to Motol Hospital, the State Institute of National Health, or SANOPS, was built between 1984 and 1988 for high-ranking communist officials. It is now called the Nahomolce Hospital, and the head of the cardiology ward, Petr Neužil, started working there just months before the Velvet Revolution.
All equipment was pretty modern, new. The systems you couldn't find that time anywhere else. But what you couldn't find here, the good level of medical care, because we haven't had here a good level of specialization. All specific procedures were done by doctors from outside. And so that way it was absolutely different. You could get here like good meal, you could get good beer. To be fair, we have had very, very good level of nursing system. nurses were like very communicative, nurses were trained to be nice, nurses were very, very professional.
The end of privileged healthcare was one of the changes the hospital has seen since 1989. Dr. Neužil says that the quality of healthcare provided has also dramatically improved.
What we changed in the last 20 years, we changed the level of our diagnostic and treatment. We even didn't change only the so-called communistic system medicine, but we changed also some standards we got from Austrian monarchy. Because we were like centered by only Prague and nothing else, like capital city and some exceptions. Nowadays, comparing this 20 years ago, we have 13 cardiac centers. We have 13 heart centers serving high level of medicine.
But the changes came at a cost. Transforming the communist healthcare system has been one of the greatest challenges of the post-1989 era. In total, there have been 17 health ministers, more than any other governmental positions. With all the new technologies and other developments, it has been very difficult to keep the health budget balanced. Last year, the former right-of-center government launched an ambitious healthcare reform, but only parts of it were actually put in practice, most notably healthcare fees. Czech patients now pay for each visit to the doctor, for hospital stays, and also for each item on their drug prescriptions. This provoked some strong reactions. Josef Mrázek is from the Czech Patients Association.
The biggest change was that now we can get everything of first quality, as such medical products, equipment and so on. And also salaries of physicians and nurses are much better. But there is a big danger now that our government tries to follow the example of America more than the example of Scandinavian states.
Mr. Mrázek believes that the reform was unnecessary and only caters to the business interests of medical companies and pharmaceutical firms. In his view, the system worked before and can work just as well in the future.
The project of Mr. Topolánek, of Mr. Julínek and so on is to help to the businessmen to get more money from the health care system. They are big liars, I must say. In the last years, we couldn't use the very expensive medical products in a full manner, but we always used them if it was necessary for the patients. And so it can continue.
But many would not agree with the Patients Association. Private care, particularly in Prague, is dynamically developing, providing top-level care to those who can afford it. This is particularly true about dentists. Ladislav Česnek graduated in the spring of 1990, after he was a member of his medical school's strike committee during the Velvet Revolution. 2 years after graduation, Dr. Česnek became the fourth private dentist in the country.
When I first started, I cooperated with an insurance company, but I wasn't able to provide quality care for their prices. What they paid back then was ridiculous. It didn't even cover the costs, not to mention any kind of reasonable profit. Their payments in the early 1990s were also delayed, up to 6 months sometimes. So I could not work under the system, and I broke off from the insurance system, and in 1993 I started working purely on a private basis.
Another important aspect that has changed over the years is the attitude of medical staff to patients. The most popular character from the 1970s Hospital in the Suburbs TV show was Dr. Strossmayer, a funny man but exceedingly grumpy and cynical to his patients. Professor Luboš Rob from Motol Hospital again.
It's true that the improvement of this communication with the patient is really big. And if we compare this 20 years period, I think that now we have the Western standard. But in 1990, we have the Eastern Standard in this communication with the patient.
And would Professor Rob give Dr. Strossmayer a job in his wards today?
I think that this for us very nice and marvelous doctor, it's impossible to work now in the university or in the high quality hospitals.
20 years after the fall of communism, Czechs get very much the same healthcare as anywhere else in the developed world. But without serious reforms, particularly of its funding, that may soon change. Reforming the system therefore remains one of the most pressing issues for any government to come.